Okay, right side. It's just a point from yesterday. We still discussed whether the Shaila, when you need Rebbe and Erle Naim, or just, when the words of Erle Naim, does that mean Roy? Does that mean Tach Kaspi Nicker? So Shainim, we had Rashba and Rabban, they all said that you don't need anything more than just minimal right. That's how they learned up in Rashi also. Ma'is the Rambam is beferish like that as well. Rambam says in Paragal Vachy Yud, Shach Recha Kula V'chetzi Shem B'mehe Mishchaz Ha'Psul Roiv Rubay Shalzeh Afgav Shalai Shachat V'kol Echad Mehem El Yeser Al Chetziyav K'chut Ha'Sa'ara, like a hero's breath. Ha'Rezek Shere K'im Shachat Yeser Al Chetziyav Mashu Rubay. Who? So Rambam the Farish, like the Rabban and the Rashba, they only need minimal roi. The Idachisa, I did see after the Taz, their day of Aleph, Sivkotin, Beis, and Taz, he wants Medayik, and that Rashi, Batsim argues, talk on the Rishayim. And in the Rishayim are saying not like that, but he says that he's Medayik and Rashi. As Rashi says,
who is it?
Taz. Inside of Shulchan Aruch. Being Rav nearly Naim, Rav Nirli Naim said, Kalayim Rav Gomor, Shu Nicker. So Rashi says, it's Rav Gomor, could mean just the Rav. Why does Rashi add the word Nicker? He says, Vakari, says, we're showing him to discuss the Gemara and Brachis. Is different. So he maybe the Ran says, but I don't know if the Ran said that because there it says nicker. What's Gemara and Brachas? Lashon Gemara and Brachas over there. The Rashba quoted. There it says you need Roiv that's nicker, right? By benching over there. You need Ruba the Minker, yeah? Ruba the Minker Bina. So Ta says, you're telling me that over there you need Ruba the Minker. And here not. Because the Mar doesn't say Minker, but says it has. But Rashi does say Minker. Rashi says Nicker, Shu Nicker. So Vakert, what Rishonim was saying that there's a difference between here and Brachas. Over there you need Minker, here not. So if they're saying the word Minker means Minker, so then if anything, it's to Adrabas. And Rashi says Nicker. So you see, the Nicker is more than just. Why Rashi says Roiv Gomer v'nicker Shu Nicker? Why is he at Shu Nicker? Elamai says it has that Rashi's arguing the Rishonim again. Even the Rishonim say not like that. But at least it has learns that way in Rashi, so I don't feel so bad. What? Yeah. What? Once he what?
It says Nicker.
Like I know. Once he says it, I don't know. Now I don't understand the Rishonim anymore. Rashi says Nicker. Why is he add Nicker? Right? Rashi says Rav Gomer. Yeah? Klaimer. Not, you know, nearly nine. You Rav Gomer. Rav Gomer means Rav Gomer. Why is he Shu Nicker? Why is he add Shu Nicker? The Gmalka, the Gmalka Rashi. At least they felt a little better after seeing the Taz. Then he brings down from other Rishonim, he says also that, like, he wants him back in Rashi. He wants to tie in at the Mordechai. As well, learns like that. Hey, Mordechai, my deputy over here. Hey, Mordechai, Parakam, Louis, Mash, McCain, Shakasav, Yesh, Reis, and Livda, Gai, Dei, Noitza, someone to check with a feather, Shatechim, Simonim, Derech, Apeh, Lirois, Im, Nishchat, Roy, Tois, Hu, Dishem, Enkan, Roy, but not being a Roy nearly nine. I'm not sure exactly what the Matthias of this checking with the feather, but he says he want what?
What are you checking?
They want to check if they checked the Roy or not. So you stick a feather in. I'm not sure exactly what the story is. Anyways, he says that this Bedika. I'm not sure. Mash mit Roiv Godel Bina. Di la fuke mi mechza, mashayich ze le bdikas hanoitza. A I'm not sure what he wants with this. But the Maruch Hadass says, "Vanam beinon." For some reason, the bedik of the feather doesn't work because we anam beinon roiv hanir leinai. So the way Taz is learning, he's saying that it's not just minimal roiv. You need roiv leinai. So therefore, if for some reason the bedik doesn't help you, I'm not sure what this bedik is. I'm not sure why it should or shouldn't help you with that. But that's the lashon of the Maruch Hadass seem to say that he says anam beinon roiv hanir leinai. He calls it after the Sefer Aguda as well. And he quotes from the Shechita of the Marivayel. I looked it up, I couldn't find it. We have a Sefer Shechita Marivayel. It's Kasa Bam Veloy Roy Bimedida. He quotes Marivayel as saying that Veloy Roy Bimedida. It's not Roy with measuring exactly. Because you need more. I couldn't find it inside. What? There's a sefer called Hilchos Shechita from the Marivayel. Okay? And he quotes Marivayel. We had that sefer, but I couldn't find it. I looked it up, I couldn't find it. I didn't see this nusach, this lashon. So, but he quotes Marivayel saying that you need roiv, veloy roiv bin medida. Not roiv that's measured. Meaning, you need roiv a nicker, and nearly nayim, like he wants to say in Rashi. So, akapanim. The Rambam is clear, the Rajb is clear, the Ramban is clear, but it seems to be, at least Beferishonim, on the other side, Rashi, we could go either way. Now.
So what are we saying? So it's you look at it, you can see a roof?
Yeah. It has to be clear, yeah. Yes, but look at it and see if this is right, yes. Without, you know, yes. Not just by measuring. It's not very close. You need a ruler to see it, that's fine. Okay? Now. We also asked the question yesterday on Rashi. We left the question on Rashi. Someone was all bothered why we didn't answer it. So today we'll try to answer it. Okay? What was the problem with Rashi? Because Rashi, on the Flamme Beis, that learns that Shiv mit Misimonim, is talking about Shia, the Miyad Basra, and the Chayim Machir from there, that the gather of Shia is a psul, not just break of the action, because otherwise how could Shia b'mid basra of the Kana pass? Elamai, Shia is a psul, like the other psul ishchita, it's not just that it breaks it up. We've just broke it up, so dalam halcha then, you have the beginning, you have roiv, it should be good. Now, we have Rashi over here, that says, him say not like that. Because Rashi b'yah says, Umar has the kasha, and Usha, after you shechted the chatzikur geris, Umar says, if chetzi kiroiv, then mechza mechza is kiroiv, so it's a treifa, says Rashi. Vi mechza mechza kiroiv, kivin the shod b'chetzia, oz lala shchita, v'hav alep kibagim ba'alma, v'itrifa, b'psukas gageris. So Rashi says, that if you shoha, yeah, oz lala shchita, you know, we don't have the shechita anymore. May let's kima ba'alma v'itru falab psuz gageris. It's treifa. Why? Because you broke it up. El shemayim na'ena karay psuz gageris beruba bina. So the question is, why? First of all, that's mekash in the gemara. Yeah, why is the gemara talking about treifa? Why do I treifa? If she is a psul, then it's an avela. If she is a psul like chalada and grama and v'chulu, then it's an avela. Psul and shechita is an avela. So why would we do my trefa? And also, why is Rashi talking about breaking up the shechita? Yeah, ozlo shechita, it's a psul. It's not that it just breaks up the shechita. That was the question we had yesterday. Now, it's like this.
Where's the Gemara's Vachem?
You have Gemara's Vachem there? Respect. Now, there's a Rajva on the Avchav. The Raj Madav Chav. The Gemara over there discusses the Sugya Malik over there. And the Gemara says, the Gemara discusses what's the din by Higrim Shlish, Mishachat Shnei Shlish, that according to Rav Huna Merav, it's treif. So here also will be a problem by Malika. That's what the Gemara is discussing. What's going to be my Malika? We have a Grama. Okay? My Higim Shlish, Shachat Shnei Shlish, is that going to be a problem by Malika if it's a problem by Shechita? Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shnei, Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shnei Shlish, that's the Gemara's handling of Gabi Malika. Okay? Because, like if Huna Marav says it's treif, over here there's going to be a problem with the Malika as well. Says the Rashba. It's really not so much the Gemara tells the Gemara, just what the Rashba says. So the Rashba. Yeah? How did if shita lay tvei b'shchita malika mishum d'shar hilcha shchita ain nagis b'malika? In other words, the Gemara seems to be mesupik by malika, by shchita is pashit, and the Gemara is being done. Does that apply to malika as well? Says Raj, why are we more certain by shchita that it's a problem than by malika? Says the Raj, but mishum. Okay, he says you side over here. D'shar hilcha shchita ain nagis b'malika. Dahainu shehiya dros chalada shepsulin b'shchita v'einam paisa b'malika. Okay, psulin shchita do not apply to malika. And the Raj will list the psulin shehiya dros chalada. What about ikur?
That's mentioned.
Okay. What? Okay, let's focus on what he does say, okay? He says Shehiya, okay? He says Shehiya. In his list, he has Shehiya. That Shehiya does not pass by Malika. Yeah, the Farish? Okay. Midach is the Ran over there. The Ran brings down the Shein Dura'ah. The Ran over there in the Avchaf brings down the same place. Brings down the Shein Dura'ah. In the same context, the Gemara is being down the Gabe HaGrama. So, the Rashba says, why is the Grama different? The Grama is Bechal not Shechita. In other words, HaGrama, this that HaGrama is possible by Shechita, is Bechal not a Ma'ariv to Shechita. So, Mela, that's going to apply to Malika as well. Now, the Psulim, other Psulim, are Psulim and a Ma'ariv to Shechita. Ma'ariv to Malika is different than a Ma'ariv to Shechita. Yeah? A Psul of a Ma'ariv to Shechita does not apply to Malika. Yeah, Malika is different. It's a different type of Ma'ariv Shechita. It's Malika, it's not Shechita. Mashenka HaGrama, that's Bechal not, you're not Shechting the right place, Bechal. There we could equate Malika to Shechita. Says the Ran, in the same context as the Rashba. Says the Ran. Again, same thing, I would think, Kivan Shechalod, the Vedrasa, Nami, the Pasim Shechita, like possibly Malika. Yeah? Shabba Grama Neymar Kane. Kamash Malan. Loy Damit. Hassan Makam Lika. Hachla Makam Lika. Miyu says the Rat. The Rat. Shehid from the Rub Shain the Ra. Miyu Shehid Vadi Psul of Malika. El Litzich Leila Shmina. Malika is Taka Possel. She is Possel. Yeah. Shehia says the Ra. The Ram Bashain the Ra is Possel by Malika just like it's Possel by Shechita. The chim and the mala chetzi of shalsimin v'itchuf Allah v'shah achar kach kimin shashihia mechalekes ki kamalak treifa kamalak v'reu ki'ilu nitchuf ameikara. So the Ran seems to be saying that he excludes shihia from the Rajba's list, and he says shihia does pass by Malika. And the way he explains it is because since you made it into a treifa, with let's assume the veshet, okay, you made it into a treifa, and then you did shehiya. So now it's as if you're doing malika in a treifa. You know, it's saying very clearly that it broke it up. Yeah, the machlekes achrayim b'das hara'ah, the dvar Avram and his brother. Who's the Avram's brother? Reish Yankiv? Yeah? Is the Ran saying that this also breaks it up? Or that is the psul of Shia? Okay? But that, we'll leave that on the side for a minute. So, we have a Raj, but it says, Shehiya, in his list of things that don't pass by Mlika, the Rajba says, has Shehiya? The Raj says, no. Moshe wants to know about Ikur, maybe it might depend on what Ikur is. If Ikur is just pulling it out, maybe it's also not, it's not Mlika. So maybe that's why Ikur doesn't have. Okay, yeah. You right, Sam? No. Okay. Fine. Let's go about a different time. But Linyaneinu, right now we want to focus on Shehiya. Okay, let's focus on Shehiya. Now, so the Rajma says, Lucharim Afeir, there's no Psal Shehiya by Malika. Yeah, he says that. Problem is, everyone screams at the Rajma. It's against the Gemara. The Rajma Fagesna Gemara, Fazena Gemara. The Rajba Fazena Gemara. This machlaik is the Gemara in Zvachim, Samachay, and Beis. The Gemara says like this. We're talking about Havdalah by Chatas Oif. Right? Havdalah by Chatas Oif. We know that Oilas Oif is then Havdalah. You have to share two simanim. By Chatas Oif, you just share one simon. It says v'lo yavdil. Okay, so v'lo yavdil. So as it says the Gemara, the Masnisin, the loyker blazer, Reb Shimon. Amar Reb Shimon, shemat shemavdil mchatas ha'if. Yeah, you could be mavdil mchatas ha'if. No, is it to be mavdil mchatas ha'if? You could mavdil mchatas ha'if. You could shech bol simon mchatas ha'if. Okay. Now, Gemara wants to know. Rashi says, "Masnis nektani hivdil b'mlika, mlika's chatas shemalka b'shnei siman apostle." The Mishnah says over here that mlika of chatas ha'if, if you do two simanim, it's possible. Yeah, that's the Mishnah says. Hivdil b'chatas, loy hivdil b'oil apostle. Okay, if you shech two simanim b'chatas ha'if, then it's possible. Yeah, Moshe. The Mishnah says if you do Malika and two Simanim Chatas Ha'if, it's possible. Says the Gemara, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon argues, because he says, Shemati, that Mavdilim Chatas Ha'if, you could do Abdallah Chatas Ha'if, even though it says, Lo Yavdil. Says the Gemara, but Mike, what's the argument? Yeah? So, the Gemara has a few possibilities. The Gemara has one possibility like this. Rav Amar, Shehiya b'simen sheni ba'ayla sa'if ma'akiv ikabeinayim. The Machlokes, the Tana of the Mishnah, and Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, whether or not Malika if you do Malika and both Samarim Chatas Ha'if as a pasul or not, Machlokes is totally whether or not Shehiya, what's the Mashiach b'simen sheni ba'ayla sa'if? Shehiya b'simen sheni ba'ayla sa'if. What is Shehiya b'simen sheni ba'ayla sa'if? Says Rashi, the Tanakh HaMasav is Shehiya b'simen sheni ba'ayla sa'if, lo yimak. Elazar b'Shim and Saver Makiv. He was a Shia Mechata Vosibam. Fine, let's see Rashi. What are we talking about? Says Rashi. Loidami, in other words, you did Shia between the first Simon and the second Simon. And Oilasai, you have to Shech both Simon, correct? Let's say you did Shia between the first Simon and the second Simon. So what's the Shaila? What? The machlaik is by oil sa'if will affect chata sa'if. Okay? The formula is going to be, yeah, if by oil sa'if Yeah, it's possible. Okay? Then if you do a Bechatas Oiv, then if you did Shehiyah, because you see, Bechatas Oiv is a built-in Shehiyah. Okay? Bechatas Oiv, after you do a leak on the first Simon, then you do Roiv Basa. Well, how does it work? We saw this before. Bechatas Oiv, what's the process? You go through Mafrekes and the Shadra, and then you don't do Roiv Basar. Yeah? You go to the Simon, and then you do Roiv Basar. Okay? That's the process. But if you did Roiv Basar before you got to the Simon, then the Mara says the animal's dead and is not Shaykh Malik. Okay? So what has Malik of Chatas Oiv work? You do Mafrekes, yeah? And then you do the Simon, then you do Roiv Basar. So now, if you're doing Roiv Basar after the first Simon, you're doing Roiv Basar between the first and second Simon, by definition, this is a Shehiyah. Okay? So Mechatas Oiv, yeah, if you're going to do Malik on two Simon and Mechatas Oiv, by definition, yes, by definition, you're having Shehiyah between Simon and Simon. Why? Because the Malik of the Roiv Basar in the middle is the same amount of time it will take to do the whole thing.
Why not in the middle? How does that work?
That's what... Don't make things more complicated than they are. Just accept what I'm telling you. Okay? We're not learning Zvachim now. Okay? We're learning about Shehiyah by Malik. Okay? So the Gemara says that by definition, okay, since you're doing Malika, you're doing Mafrekes, you're doing the Simen, and then you're doing Roiv Basar. Okay? So you have a built-in Shehiyah. That's a normal way of doing it, okay? That's what you're supposed to do. Okay. So you're going to go out and you're going to do Malik on the second Simen. But Maisa, there was a Shehiyah. There was a built-in Shehiyah between the first and second Simen. Okay? Is that okay? Now like this. So now, if Shehiyah Ba'olas Ha'ayif is a problem, if Shehiyah Ba'olas Ha'ayif, Ben Simen LeSimen, passels the Malika of Ba'olas Ha'ayif, so then, if it's possible Ba'olas Ha'ayif, then it's not going to be a problem for Chatas Ha'ayif to do two Simon. Because it's not Ma'is Ba'olas Ha'ayif. It says, well, Yadol, right? You can't do Havdalah like do Ba'olas Ha'ayif. But if there's a Shehiyah in the middle, so that, then that Shter is not Havdalah.
Also,
did
you also...
Ba'olas Ha'ayif.
Did you do Robuster? Did you move between the Simon, Robuster, Simon?
No. No. You have to remember. What? Yeah. If it's Kosher Ba'olas Ha'ayif, yeah? If she is kosher ba'olas ha'ayif, and if you do that bechatas ha'ayif, it's a problem. If shehiyah is kosher, that means shehiyah doesn't share the havdalah of the ba'olas ha'ayif. If you were shy by ba'olas ha'ayif, you have to cut both simanim. If you shy in the middle, if it's still good, that means I'm still doing havdalah. Sorry, I'm still doing havdalah. Yeah. So if I'm still doing havdalah, now if I do that bechatas ha'ayif, even though it's a built-in Shehiyah, it's a problem of Adol, Le'avdil. So maybe it's possible. If by Oilas Ha'ayif, Shehiyah, Bein Simen LeSimen is possible, so maybe then, by Chatas Ha'ayif, I didn't do a Ma'aseh Havdalah. Like Oilas Ha'ayif. I did Shehiyah, and Shehiyah possible by Oilas Ha'ayif. What? Havdalah has to be whatever, we're saying it's a question of the Shehiyah possible Havdalah. The Shaila, that is a question. Is she a apostle or not?
Is she apostles for Ola?
The formula is simple. Yeah, if she apostles by Ola's Oif, if you do it by Chata's Oif, it's not a problem. You can do Ma'is Ola's Oif. It's not a Ma'is Havdalah, because she apostles. And by Chata's, you always have Shia. The Kudah starts, Chata's always has Shia. So now, Chatas always has Shehiyah, because you shechting Roiv Basar.
Oh, fine.
Chatas always has Shehiyah. Okay? So now, therefore, if you do cut the second Simen, If by Eilat Zayif it's kosher, then you did Abdallah. If by Eilat Zayif it's possible, then you didn't do Abdallah. That's the formula of the Gemara. Okay? But now, what's the Svara? What's the Shaila by Eilat Zayif? Says Rashi. This time a very important Rashi. Bloidami l'shchit v'behema. Why is Shehiya, yeah, ben similar simen? Why is Shehiya ben similar simen? Kosher by Eilat. By Eilat Zayif, it's not kosher by behema. What should be the difference? If you do Shia ben Simon Simon by Behema, it's possible, right? Veil. You do Simon Marasan, Kodja Bazar Babashim, if you do Simon, you do Shia ben Simon Simon by Allah's Hive, you know you need to do both Simonim, it's kosher, right? Why? So Jashi, like Dumlish Chit is Behema. The time of the Behema of the Boy Bay Simonim, Mishum, like Nafka Chiusa, the Simon Echab, Hilkach, Shem Shchita, Al Shnei. So male, the Shaykh Shi in the middle, because it's Shi in the middle of Shechita. The Shechita of the second sin by Behema is part of the Shechita. If it's part of the Shechita, then Shia ben similar simon is the middle of the Shechita, so it's a problem. Aval oif, the simon echad, poske chayusa. By oif, you shech one simon, what's it then? Not by Malik, Shechita. What's the name? You shech one simon by oif, it's kosher? So we see the chiz goes out in one simon. Ba'olas ha'ayv mitzvahs havdala ba'almu hu de'ikah Allah. Av Hashem alik ein echal el al rishon v'emahani shia lifsal v'sheini. V'chad v'shiv d'ba. Says Rashi, what's his far? These are the laws of Shimon. Why are we shechting the second simon by Malik by ayv? Havdala, not for Malika. It's not part of the Malika. It's havdala ba'almu. If it's Abdal Baum, it's not part of Malik. If it's not part of Malik, it's not Shaykh Shia. Shia is a psul in Shechita, yeah, or Malika. But if it's not part of the Shechita, not part of the Malika, then there's no psul Shia. Right? So Mela, Oilas, that's what Kunjabaz Rabbi Shimon. Oilas Aiv. If you did Shia and similar Simon, it's kosher. Okay? If it's kosher by Aiv, if you do it by Chatos, it's a problem. I mean, you didn't have Dal. If it's kosher by Eilas Oif, it means it's called Havdalah. You need Havdalah by Eilas Oif? You need Havdalah by Eilas Oif?
Yeah.
What does that mean if you check both Simonim? But now, the fact you took a break in the middle, is that Shter your Havdalah or not? So it's still called Havdalah, right?
Shehi is not called.
Ask your question. Is it still called Havdalah? You did Shia. Is it still called Abdallah?
Yeah.
Good. Now, if you do that by Chatas Haif, so yeah, it's possible because you can't do Abdallah by Chatas Haif.
Shia itself is not Abdallah. Shia doesn't prevent the Abdallah, but Shia doesn't mean Abdallah.
No, that's the question. Does Shia prevent Abdallah? Does Shia prevent Abdallah?
Okay, so now that.
So we're saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda Shimon, Shia does not prevent Abdallah. If it doesn't prevent Abdallah, so the fact that you have a built in Shia by Chatas Haif doesn't save you. According,
it's not.
Gemara says the machlek is a lot of Rabbi Shimon and Tanakam, whether you could do Abdallah b'chat nesayif. The Tanakam says you can't. Rabbi Shimon says he could. Okay, Tanakam says why can you do Abdallah b'chat nesayif? Because
why can you?
Why can't you? Why can't you do Abdallah b'chat nesayif? Because he holds that Shehiya by Eilas Haif. Doesn't the fact that you shoya does not stop the Abdallah? It's still considered Abdallah. If it's still considered Abdallah, then Mechatas Oif, we have built in Shia, it's still Abdallah. If you do Malik on both Simon and Mechatas Oif, you did Abdallah, even though there was a Shia in the middle.
Oh, okay.
So, male, it's possible. The Blazer B'Shimon says no, that Shia Ba'elas Oif is possible. For Mela, you see that Shia Ba'elas Oif, Shia breaks up the Abdallah. Shia makes it, it's not a Ma'is Abdallah. Yeah? So Mele, if Shia makes it, it's not a Ma'is Abdallah, so even though B'chat Nesoy, if you haven't built in Shia, it's not a Ma'is Abdallah. You see, it's possible by other side. Okay? What?
How the Ma'is is and not a Ma'is Abdallah
at the end of the day or 2 months? Because it has to be one shot. Has to be one shot.
Right,
as we see that, it has to be one shot. Hil chadash hivdil ba kivan she efshalah bloishi. It has to be in one shot. If there's a she in the middle, it's a problem. Now, once that was in the Brisah. Now, maybe it could be. It's not clear what blows up Shimon. Maybe he holds that it has a shim. Sula, the hilka chadash ayev. It's not hard to say what exactly the Svarah Blazim Shem is. Okay? But Maisi says that she apostles. Okay? So, with that, okay, grab the bull and run. Okay? So, we can mele by Chatos, it's considered, Chatos is mutter. Why? You didn't do Abdullah. Because we see it's possible by other side. Okay? Now, so, it's a fregnal achrayinim. So, what do we see in this Gemara? Yeah, the machoik is if she bein simil simin. Yeah, but we see that she has a problem even by Malika. The Rajba told me there's no shia by Malika. It's me. Yeah, the Rajba has no shia by Malika. The psulim of shechit did not apply to Malika. And in the list, Rajba says shia. Not like the Ran who excludes shia. Yeah, if there's no. Is no shehia by Malika. You have a Gemara, a whole sug in Zvachim Samachayim days. The whole discussion, what's it in by shehia ben similar simon? And what's the tzad why ben similar simon not by Elis Oiv? Says Rashi, because it's a ma'is Abdal, it's not a ma'is Shechita, not a ma'is Malika. That's the tzad that shehia does work. She is not a problem, right? But in the simon itself, yeah, in the first simon, yeah, Abad the Shia. The whole child has been similar to Simon. Why? Because the second Simon is only Abdullah. Vice dies. Then if it wasn't been similar to Simon, it's in the first Simon itself. Abad is a Psul Shia. The Gemara handles is a Psul Shia. The Machoik is, and some say that the Rosh Hashimon holds is a Psul even been similar to Simon. Is a Psul Shia. Yeah? So we see that there's a psul, the psul of Shia Shayach. We see the psul of Shia is Shayach by Malika. So Mela, how could the Rajba come along and say there's no Shia by Malika? The Farish and Gemara, the Shia by Malika. As a frag and
Allah. That's for an entirely different reason. Because in Malika, that just breaks out Delta.
Wait. What?
The Malika, that just breaks out Delta.
One second. Gan Salamda ready. Wait. So Zogan Achrainim, Dvar Avram, Aleph Beis. Okay, so the Zogan Achrainim. At what? And when the Rajba says there's no Pshia, the Rajba says means there's no Psul Shia. The Dvar Avram. The nice Yankee's brother. Dvar Avram. Who is he?
Cool family.
Hmm?
Cool family.
Definitely cool family. And the father of Zalman Sand. Anyway, whatever. I think someone said it comes in. It used to be that the Dvar Avram was Zalman Sand's brother. Or his son, Hilo. That was Zichus. Today, Zalman Sender is the Dvar Avram's father. Like, no one knows about Zalman Sender. Anyway, Kitzer, Zok the Hail the Dvar Avram, that there's two dinim in Shehiya. When Rajba says there's no Shia by Malika, that means the psul of Shia don't have by Malika. But that Shia breaks it up, that they could have. The Shia will break it up and will make it a treifa, whatever it is. That is shaykh even by Malika. The psul eshchit you don't have by Malika. Yeah? Psul eshchit you don't have by Malika. Dross the chalada. Yeah? Maybe not a grama, maybe not a ikka. But psul eshchit in the mind that you don't have. But if Shia, but the aspect of Shia that breaks it up, that you could have, that you do have. And here the only shaykh is, yeah? Is that going to break it up by Ben Simul Simon by Oy? But if you're doing malik on the veshet, yeah, and you made it a treifa, yeah, and now you did shehiya, yeah, you stop being malik the veshet, and then you took a break, and then you continued. So what did you do? Izicha broke it up. Okay, so in my malika, it could break it up. No, we say this psula eshchita don't have by malika, but in shehiya, the two dim in shehiya, the dim psul. And also then that it breaks it up. So the sugi over there is talking about the din that it breaks it up. And that's the machlokes over there. Do we say that it breaks it up? But the gabe only breaks it up when it's in the shechita itself, or even the gabe abdal. Okay, that's the shaila over there. Okay, then I wasn't being medactic, but meaning.
That's how the mashal says.
Why? If it's the ma'aseh is gonna be possible, doesn't make a difference. If it breaks it up, it's also gonna pass the malika. The ma'aseh is gonna pass the malika. It's a malika on treif. It's not gonna help you. Say it, but it's not. What I'm saying now is it a psul in the shechita, or is the problem is that it breaks it up. Is it like drasa that there's a psul in the shechita? There's no shechita over here, or better there is no malika. Better there is a malika, but the malika was broken up in two parts. And the first part of the malika, you made it into a treifa. So now it's going to be pasul. The ma'aseh is going to be pasul because you didn't malika on the treifa.
So there's a difference in whether it's a
psul
or whether it's a
treifa. Nafkei might be legabe tumas nevela. Okay. Is it going to be tumas nevela? If it just broke it up, it won't be tumas nevela. Because you can still have maybe the shlita after. Okay? But for all intents and purposes, it's possible. If I use the word possible, meaning the mice, it's possible. Whether it's a psul and shchita, or just that it broke it up. Okay? That's what the Achrayim want to say, Miyasha the Raj. Okay. After this lengthy hakdama, huh? Zakdama. Zakdama for Rashi. Yeah? After this lengthy Hakdama, let's go back to Rashi. See if we could put the pieces back together over here. When Rashi tells us, by us, that there's a. It breaks it up. Ozla Shchita, Rashi says, right? Amel to trade for Rashi says. Gemara says, "I Rashi says the psul and shinavela." So the answer is maybe that when he started shechting over here again, we're saying Rashi like the Rashi, but there's two dinim. There's two dinim in shia. There's dim psul in shia. Those are dim that breaks it up. Two dinim in shia. Okay. So now it's like this. If by us, yeah, you shechted half of the kana. I'm going mechzik roivs. He made a trade for, or yeah, you start shechting the veshet, yeah, and then you continue. You did a shi and you continue. So. Okay, so glad Rashi is that is in available. But let's stick with the comment then for now. Okay, so now when you started shechting, you did shechting in half. So now you made it a treifa, right? Made the shias, you broke it up. Yeah. So now, right? So now, hooray, the treifa, yeah, the treifa. This is a treifa was chal first. As soon as you cut roi, you made a treifa, right? So now, you made a treifa, right? If mechzik roi, Mara says you made a treifa. So meila, since in shi there's two dinim, so meila like this. So that's this is a treifa maybe came first. There's a treifa came first. So Meil will say, and it's chaliser. No, it's enichnami. she is also psul. But when the treif is there first, then we say that there's a treif. Then we say it's chalisa. The treif comes first, and it's chal. That is in the veil. Can't be chal. There's a treif.
Why
does
the treif come first?
What?
It's chal at the same time.
It's chal at the same time.
Yeah.
Why?
When I need a shia.
What?
You got a treif and a veil at the same time.
But the
if I look back at the sequence,
what?
I look back and I'm behind, but it's
all the same time. I was thinking about that. But the Maisa Trapez is there first. That's it.
It's two Eastern people at the same time. It's not even listening.
There are those that
second, you did it right before you
achieved. What?
So I think you did it right before you
achieved. This what? Before you achieved. No, it's only a trade if you did Shia. If you didn't do Shia, it's Parashit. I'm saying it all the time. What did you say, Ray Abraham? What? What? I told you? So, what I was saying. Rashi on Lama Bays over there is talking about when you did Shehiyah in the Mid Basra of the Kana. So there's no issue of Treifa. There's no issue of Treifa. Yishechdu doing Shehiyah Mid Basra of the Kana. Yishechdu Reiv and Kana. So there's no Shehiyah of Treifa there. There's only the Gaya and the Veil. That was the plan that I was thinking. That to say that over here, you know, if we say that and she is both things, then I was thinking that maybe here the trade over there there's no trafers, yeah. So there it's only Nevela. So there you have the psul of she of Nevela. Shaking over here the trafers first. But Rafi is saying that no, I was thinking also as I was saying, I don't know why I didn't do that, but whatever. Point is that here also it could be Vasachas. Abraham is saying that there might be Shail of Maisiv Tumah. Saying here's Vasachas, because saying that it's only the Issa Trefus is only Chal because he did Shia, because he broke it up. If we say Shia is also Psul, the invite will be Isnavela is Trefas Vasachas. So it's not gonna help you to say the Trefas first. Even though the Maisa Trefas is first, yeah, that's what Rabbi's saying. The Maisa cut half, which is the Maisa Trefa. The Maisa Trefa is before, right? You don't Maisa you did cut half, which is Trefa what I said, right? What?
And
let's
say they happen
at the same time, so that's the zero. No, so then we say Yisrael Chalitzer. And two together at the same time, Masachas, we say Yisrael Chalitzer. Both Chal. Tov. So maybe, okay. Maybe it's wrong. So then the Raj, then the, it wasn't that common. Then the Raj is the problem by itself. Yeah. That's both. So Raj didn't put myself anyway. Okay.
Why can't we say in Rashi just? So where did Rashi say that she makes it in the veil?
Rashi Lamed Beis says that she be made basra. Gemara is a suffix. See that sound in the Gemara? It's an event. It's psul. That's what everyone's saying. Rashi is psul. It's not just a break in the action. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, weiter. Okay, so yesterday we started the Gemara Gemara wants milchal between treifa and toshima. Reish ha'yechetzik kana pogum. Moisav al kol shul. Because we say yam mechza mechza kiroyev treifa hava. So meila with treifa, how could the shechita be kosher? Gemara says no, treifa is different. Miroyev nearly nine. Miroyev nearly nine. Yeah. Miroyev nearly nine. Now, it's a question like this. So according to Rava, Rabbi Yisai, the difference between treifa and shechita, right? Moshe. By treifa, we say mechz is not keroyv. Chetzikana pogum is not keroyv. Mela, it's not a treifa. But in shechita, it's called shechita. Yeah? Chardar state in the Gemara. So now comes along the Tvor Shar. Comes along the Tvor Shar. And he's not like this. He says, this is not a new idea. That there's Yidua. That Shechita is Laham Mesachaya de Shechita. The whole idea of Shechita is he killing it. It means that if this Yimarsh, the Gemara of Zion never pays. We discussed this then. Behem Meshnivis Beyam Yabasha. You need two simonim. You need just one simon. Rashi says, because less chias, more chias, less chias. So you see, the whole idea of shechita is take out the chias. And we just saw that in Rashi and Zvachim. Okay, so it's important just for that Rashi. And what does Rashi and Zvachim say? What's the difference between Malika of the second simon by Oif? Oilas Oif and Shechin the second simon by Chulin. What did Rashi say? The Loidam Lishchita. Behem, at time of the Behem, you need to simonim, because it doesn't go out, the Chiz doesn't go out with simon Echad. Meshenke, by Oif, the simon goes out with simon Echad. So why you need a second simon by Oila? Al Tavdola, Rashi says. So Rashi is very clear, L'chayra, that what? What does that do? Shechita? They're killing it. It means another eye, interesting. The Gemara Shabbat says, the Shechit Chayim is Shemtilas Neshama. So you see that Shechit, by definition, is killing it. Okay? Chayim Shemtilas Neshama. Okay. So Meila, Ein Laharach Bezeh. Kivur Kam Bam, Ein Laharach Bezeh. So Meila, Frekta, for Shar, Swap Shanar Gemar. What's Shanar Gemar? Moshe. What's Shref Mar Gemara? Koint the Rava. Zevi, koint the Rava. Chetzi Kana Pogum. Is it Trefa? No. Why? By Trefa you need Rav and Nicker. Nearly night. But yet, koint the Rava. Mechses Keroi. Mechses Keroi. That's a kosher shechita. Yeah? Abaye says, no, you can't mechal with treifas and shechitas. Rabbi held the hell you could. Right? Abaye mechal with chaymer. Rabbi held you could. So, in fact, to a shar, lechayra, if you tell him that shechita is killing it, yeah? So, how can you say, Mishach have to kana? What's it did? Shechita kshera. Ah, you're not killing it. It's not a treifa. It's not even a treifa. Let alone a vela. It's not even a treifa. If you cut half the kana, is it a treifa? No. You need regular knife. Yeah? So how do if you tell him that shechita is killing it, so you're not killing it. If you shech half the kana of a bird, yeah? Is it a good shechita or not? According to Rav. What? Why not? Rav says, Roiv, yeah. What does Roiv mean? That's a mess, it's Karoiv. Right? So, Pashup Shad, whatever Din Shechit is by Roiv, by Oiv, yeah. Ubashal Echad, what's the Din? Shechit. Rav says, what does Roiv mean? Mechza Mechz is Karoiv, yeah. Sel Chayra, if you shech the Kana, the Rav, half the Kana, it's okay. Back to Roshar, the Chayr, if the Gemara says that Lin Treif, you need Ruba the Minker, So the choir by shechita, how can say help by shechita? Zog tvoi shar. Yeah? Oh. So up there, Elamai had to say, that's not by the Vesha, and not by the Kona. It's not by the Vesha, and not by the Kona. This is what we say. Firab. Mechsa, a mechsa is keroiv. By a bird, it's only by the Vesha, not by the Kona. By the Vesha, if you cut half of it, it's trefa. The kuvas have Vesha, it's trefa. Right? So therefore says to Ushar, according to Rava, you have to say, when Rava says, Mechsa Mechsa Keroiv, when it comes to a bird, it only applies to the Veshet, not to the Kana. By Kana, if you wrote Rava, you didn't make it a treif, you didn't take out the chiz, it's not kosher, it doesn't help Mechsa Keroiv. You need to take out the chiz. Right? So Elamai have to say it's either by an oif, or he says by behema, by oif is the dafka the vesha not the kana, or inami akana with behema, the shochel tarvayu, dafa gad the bechada meisa, kap rachmana atarvayu simana. I don't know what he means by this, but he says afa gad vaysay the bechada meisa. What does it mean, Chodem Eisa? Kap Rachman, Tarvayu Simonim?
If you Shechman, I'm going to die.
Who said? By Behema? By Behema? By Behema, not. Rashi says, I just read Rashi in Zvachim. Rashi in Zvachim says, by Behema you need two Simonim, because you have to be Moitzichias. You're not Moitzichias with one Simon.
If you Shechted it one Simon in a Behema, it wouldn't die.
If you cut its leg off and let it bleed, it'll die also.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's what
I'm saying. Eventually it'll die. Not now. Eventually it'll die.
If you slip its throat, it's going to die now.
Answer. Have a Gemara, Kulin, of Zion and Beis, that says, Behema, that was living in Adama, is Morchias, Ashi said, and that's why you need two Simon. That means if you just have one Simon, you're not being made to the Chias with the Shechita. So it says. That's what Rashi says. That's the between in Zvach. The difference between Behema that needs two and Oif, Oilas Oif that needs two. Here's Havdalah. Here it's supposed to be one. You might zechias. It means we're saying if you just kill one, you just shecht one. It's not going to be. You're not going to might zechias. So I don't know what he wants over here. I forgot the bechadah mei. So kaper rechmana the bayis simanim. Meila. If he wants to say, therefore shaykh on the kanat enough that that's where. Rav says, Mechsa Mechsa is Kerai. By Behema, even the Kana. Even the Kana, Vishak Mechsa, the Kana, it's enough. I mean, his Losh is very funny. Yeah, I've got the Chodem Meisa, Kap Rachman, I don't know. You could have just said, Meisa. So there, since you're cutting the Veshet also, right? He says, funny Losh. I would have said, I would have said that by Behema you shecht in the Veshet, yeah? And so that's make a trade for. And you shechting, see, and Mechsis Keroi of the Kana. So Mela, because you don't need to eat that there should be a mice of trefos in each simon. So it's still not pasha. Agaponim, that's what he wants to learn in the Gemara. Yeah. What? Which Rashi? Because he says bechada mesa. No, he says chada mesa. It's still tares makbanim too. So meilo gabe the second simon. Stam, you have to shech the second simon.
So meaning that.
And he says since I'm shechting the veshet, that's in the veshet kill it. And Elmai, then stop, you have to shout the Torah Samach Matu Samanim. So Meila says, this is Roshar, I could do Mechza Keroiv in the Kana. That's the way he says it. Now, so okay, that's a Shtigal Torah, yeah? So now, Rabbi say, Shaila is though, is Rashi arguing on this? Chay Rashi is coming lafuke this. Which Rashi? Moshe, which Rashi?
Our Rashi.
Look at Rashi. Chatzikana Paga, Moshe. Read it to us. Chatzikana Paga. Chatzikana Paga. We're learning Chatzikana Paga. Across from the Mzara, the Tel and the Mzara Tashas.
Chatzikana Paga, boy.
What did Rashi say? What's this Mishnah talking about? Haray, Shahari Chatzik Hanapagim, Vahisif Olav Kolshu, Vagamrai, Shlosak Shera. And that the Gemara asks, I Mechzel Kiroiv, it's a treifa. So why is it a good shechita? It's a treifa. Says Rashi, what do we, and on that Rava said, Shanli and treifa, it's not a treifa. Says Rashi, what are we talking about over here? Anoy. According to Hushar, according to Tzvosha, what does this price have to be talking about?
Vesha.
Huh?
The Ova, it could be an Ova, just a Vesha.
No, it can't be an Ova.
Just a Vesha.
Hare, Shahaya, Chatzi, what's the next word? You're lucky, Moshe. Yeah? Right? We're talking about a comma. Yeah? And we're talking, and what does Rashi say? Do my knife. The Chay Rashi come lafuke the Tvor Shah. What? Rashi says Dumarayv. Rashi says Dumarayv. So the question, is it the Kash and Rashi? Rashash asks in Rashi, yeah, why is Rashi stressed with Dumarayv? Adi Gemara and Chachasim and Aleph said it could be the one, right? So why is Rashi say Oiv? So I think, yeah, the Rashi is come lafuke the Tvor Shah. Rashi is come lafuke the Tvor Shah. Right? And said, don't tell me that by Oif, even according to Rava, that Rava says, Mechzikaroiv is Dafka by Mechzikaroiv. Yeah? Is Dafka by the Vesha, not by the Kana? Because by Kana, there's no traitors over there. Yeah? See, there's no. The whole discussion over here. The whole discussion over here is by. We're talking about a knife. We're talking about a knife. What? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And as a matter of fact, it's very funny. The Rav Chanan over here, yeah. Rav Chanan over here in Kovitz and Yonim, he says, oh, from this Gemara you see, yeah, Rabbi says, Shinelin Trey, but they've been in Rabbi nearly 9. Oh, so what does Rabbi hold? Rabbi says that for treifos, it's not a treifa, but it still works for shechita. Yeah, the shana shechita a treifa. The treifa, the tali may be chiyusa. You need rive gomer. Aval shechita, the lab may chiyusa tali might be in a rive gomer. Raya ledaver, that shechita is not tali the chiyus. The leil nech marayim imechza mechza b'shechita garayv oilai. Even mecha use to tell you what's machlekes. Alamai the din by shechita the din stop the shecht roif the shecht the simon. So meila you can argue is mechzik roif or not. Even tell you chiyus what's machlekes. Like I asked yesterday about him, right? Is it mechzik chiyus? It's not mechzik chiyus by mechzik. What are we having mechzik roif? What the lomd is by mechzik roif? Let's be down chiyus. Is mechzik mechzik chiyus? It's not mechzik chiyus. What? The lumpness of whether the Karayim called the Rashi called our cooler, that's going to be a big Kaveh the Chiz over here. That's what Chon is asking. Elamai said, Shechit is not telling Chiz. Yeah? He doesn't, like, I was also looking for Zion and Beis. The Rashi is Rachim. The Rashi, like, oh, Shechit is not telling Chiz. He forgets. On the Tvor Shar, the Kud over here, says, Rachon, he says he's not telling Chiz. Yeah? Pelotzim, all the Rashi's is not like that. Rashi and Zion and Beis. Rashi Jewish Ben Zvachim is the most clear, right? So Dafka Rashi, what?
That's why
maybe
Abai says we don't
pass. What?
That's why maybe
Abai
says we don't pass.
That's not why. Abai says we don't pass him because he has a kavuchaymer from trade. He has a kavuchaymer. At the end of the day, ends up being okay. Yes, true. But we're handling what's wrong. I don't know if Rav is fucked up. Rav is still a shita. So, Meila, Chayr, if you Rashi, you have a Tvor Shah's Kasha.